This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The more astronomers study the heavens, the more they realize our solar system is weird.
So there are a few things that make the solar system kind of strange.
Lauren Weiss, an astrophysicist at the University of Montreal.
One of which is that we have a giant planet. Only about 10% of sun-like stars have a giant planet. There are probably even fewer that have two giant planets.
In addition to giant Jupiter and lesser giant Saturn, we have tiny Mercury, just a bit bigger than the Earth's moon. So if we're weird, what does a typical solar system look like? Weiss and her team trained their telescopes on 355 star systems, known to host a handful of small exoplanets. And they found that most of the planets within individual star systems tended to be similar in size.
So if I'm a planet and I'm, say, two times the size of Earth, my neighbor, the next planet over, is also likely to be two times the size of Earth, give or take a little bit.
And they were strung out at similar distances from each other, too, like peas in a pod, she says. Compared to that orderly array, our system looks more like...
Let's see, if I stick with food, I don't know, like a whole Thanksgiving dinner or something?
The results are in the Astronomical Journal. As for hunting for habitable worlds...
If we are trying to find, say, an Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone...
Not too close to the star, but not too far away either.
When we find an Earth-sized planet closer in, it might be worthwhile to continue searching for planets around that star.
Because there might just be a few more peas in the pod.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.